All right, this is it. Amen. Well, again, my name is Brother Mewberry, and I just want to tell you all thank you. You have no idea, but you all have taken really good care of us. Amen. We're staying just off the interstate there at the trailer park, and just appreciate all your guys' kindness to us. We had a good time. You took good care of us and our kids during VBS, and I just appreciate what you guys have done. Thank you for letting us be here. It's a blessing. We still have missions-minded churches having missionaries in these last days. Amen. I believe that'll be going on until the day the Lord calls us home. Amen. There'll always be some. So I've got a slide presentation here for you. The Lord called us to Brazil back in, it was April of 2009, and God just really was dealing with us about missions, dealing with us about foreign missions, and just in answer to our prayers, the Lord had given me some scripture to conclude and assure me that that's what He wanted us to do as a family. I just told the Lord, I'll do whatever You want me to do. I'll take my family wherever You want us to go, but You just do one thing. Let me know where that is. And so we took a missions trip over to Brazil in April of 2009, and through that and through some scripture, the Lord showed me that that's what He wanted me and my family to do, and we're in the process of doing that now. We've been on deputation for 21 months, and we're at 90% of our support, hoping to be there in November. So God's been really good to us. And with that said, I'm going to do the presentation now. Amen. Somebody can get the lights. Amen. Amen. This is a unique experience, amen. This is a really neat building. But I introduced my family to you already. What a blessing it is to be saved and have a good family. God's really been good to me. The Lord Jesus Christ saved me at the age of 21 up in Washington State. I had no idea that He would later send me down to Pensacola, Florida to learn the Bible. We're sent out of Bible Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. I went to Pensacola Bible Institute from 2001 to 2004 when I graduated, and the Lord told me to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature, just like He's told you, amen. I had no idea He wanted me to be a foreign missionary, but He's called us to the country of Brazil. Now, Brazil, for those of you that are geographically challenged, is located in South America. That's that green country down there. It takes up half the whole continent of South America. It's a very large country, and most people They don't know where it is, and they don't know how large it is, amen? So there's two things for you. If you compare it to all the other countries in South America, like I said, it's the same size as all the other countries combined. If you compare it to the United States of America, it's actually larger than our United States, amen? So that's a very large country that God's called us to. Brazil is known for several different things. One of them is the Amazon River up here in the north, right there on the equator, so you can kind of tell how the climate's going to be in Brazil for us, amen? And it's a blessing, amen. It's a blessing to sweat for Jesus. And we're going to do a lot of that down in Brazil. It's also known for places like Rio, right there on the Atlantic coast. Rio de Janeiro, one of the most popular tourist attractions in the whole world. People come from all over and see the sandy beaches and the famous Christ the Redeemer statue. But you know what? Unfortunately, most of them have no concern at all for the 12 million people that live there in Rio de Janeiro. It's a very highly populated city. Just to the west of it, São Paulo, with 20 million people. And folks, you're going to see me throughout this presentation emphasizing people, because that's what missions is about. That's what missions is about. It's not about foreign countries. It's not about scenery and landscapes. It's about the people and the souls that live in those countries. Now, the red star that you see there indicates the city where we're going to be working with another missionary by the name of Matt Schraus. We're not going to be with him permanently there, but since we're just starting out, and since he invited us to come work with him, we're going to take him up on that. I believe it's going to be a win-win situation. There's a good language school there in that town that he's in, and we're going to be able to help him in the church as we're becoming more fluent in the language and learning the customs and just basically how those people in Brazil operate, amen? And we already know they're a lot different than us, and so we're looking forward to having that help. We need help, amen? We're not afraid to admit it. We're glad that the Lord has set us up with a good brother and somebody we can work with, amen? Brazil is a very beautiful country. Now, once you step outside of those cities, amen, it's a very beautiful country, and it just like what you see here. When the Portuguese Roman Catholics came back in the 1500s, this is exactly what they saw, just beautiful countryside landscape, and in those hills they found gold, and they found rubber in the trees, and just all kinds of stuff, and spices they sent back to their king and queen. But you know what? That was 500 years ago, and however, things haven't changed much today. There's almost 200 million people in Brazil today. And you know, people are doing the same thing today that they were doing 500 years ago, they were doing 2,000 years ago, they were doing from the very beginning. They're just trying to take care of themselves, take care of their family. They're trying to set aside a little money, get some security, get some comfort, some happiness. That's exactly what they're doing in Brazil today. You know what all of those things have in common? Those are all earthly things. Folks, the saddest thing is the Bible says, what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for a soul? If those people are successful at what they want to be successful at, the best that's going to do is get them a home in hell. And that's not what God wants for them, thankfully. Amen. The Lord Jesus Christ, He shed His blood to save every single one of those people. And I'm thankful to know I'm saved, and we want to pass along the good news to these people in Brazil. The scariest thing to me in the Bible, folks, is this. The Bible says, he that believeth on the Son is not condemned. That's not scary. But the scary thing is, it says, he that believeth not is condemned already. Meaning they don't have a chance without Jesus Christ. Knowing what we know, and the fact that God's called us to Brazil, we want to tell each and every one of those people in Brazil that with us as sinners, there's no difference. But there is a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who's able to save each and every one of them if they'll simply call on His name. Amen? And so we're going to bring that gospel message of Jesus Christ to those people. But you know, it's not enough to just bring it to them. We need to bring it to them in their language. And so they speak Portuguese in Brazil. One of our most important priorities, especially once we get down there, is to become fluent in their language. Now, if you think of South America, you'd be exactly right to think of the language of Spanish. But in Brazil, they don't speak Spanish. They speak Portuguese. So here's half of the whole continent of South America that doesn't even speak Spanish. They speak Portuguese in Brazil. Portuguese sounds like this. John 3:16 in Portuguese. Porque Deus amou o mundo de tal maneira que deu o seu filho unigenito para que todo aquele que nele crê na pereça mas tenha a vida eterna. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. And those people, they desperately need to hear that gospel message, because what they have today, unfortunately, is only religion. What they have is religion. Now, there's nothing wrong with religion, nothing wrong with something good, doing good works and trying to do better and trying harder and turning over a new leaf in your life. Nothing wrong with that. But you know what? There is something wrong if you're trusting in that to get you to heaven. And unfortunately, that's what religious people do. Instead of putting their faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, they put their faith in a church, in a teaching, in a priest, anything other than Jesus Christ. They think that Jesus did His part, and now it's their time to do their part. That's how I was before I got saved at the age of 21 years old. And the Lord showed me that my righteousnesses were as filthy rags, and that Jesus Christ, when He died on the cross, He said it is finished, because all the work at that point was done that was necessary for my salvation. The sad thing is, most religious people have no idea that that's the case. I want to tell those people that they can know they have eternal life. I want to show them that Jesus Christ is the only way out of the Scriptures, amen? That salvation is by grace through faith, not of works, and that you can come straight to Jesus Christ. You don't even have to come to church. You don't have to come to anybody but Jesus Christ. And He's given us all clear instructions in His Word. We just want to pass that on to them. And when I refer to them, I'm talking about the people in Brazil. Those people are in a bad situation largely because of where they were born. Do you ever think about the fact that where you are geographically right now, you had no say in the matter? You might have moved here, but you know, if you were born in America, you are so privileged, amen? You are so privileged to be born in a free country like this where nobody's going to hold a gun to your head, nobody's going to threaten you or your family if you accept Jesus as your Savior. But in other foreign countries, that's not the case. Other foreign countries like Brazil, they've been taught from the beginning that you cannot know what the Bible says. You have to have someone interpret, so don't even bother studying it unless you're going to find out from me what God really meant when He said what He said. So it's a sad thing. But you know, God is sending missionaries. He's sending people to foreign countries that don't have the truth so that they can know the truth. And they can know they can just take a Bible and take God at His word. Now, when we were in Brazil, we got to see things like this. People worshiping false gods, bowing before images and praying to things that cannot help them. Now, this is their favorite false god in Brazil, the Nossa Senhora Aparecida, and they worship this thing all over the country of Brazil, just testifying to the spiritual darkness those people live in. There she is, just this little statue, and these ladies come to the Catholic Church, and they get down on their knees and pray to a thing, amen? And the sad thing is, we know as Christians, we know that those idols are not pleasing to God, and what they're doing is they're wasting their time, and they don't even know it. It's a sad thing. They don't even know it. Here's a shrine on the side of the road. All kinds of images and trinkets. Here's the Nossa Senhora. There she is again. There's Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is not hanging on the cross today, folks. but countries that are seeped in Roman Catholicism, like Brazil, they still have this image in mind. They still have this concept that Jesus needs to go through the suffering week after week after week. And folks, the one sacrifice was taken care of almost 2,000 years ago. And Jesus does not have to go back through any of that again. The only thing that needs to happen is sinners need to accept Him as their Savior. Now, here's a good picture of what's going on. This woman here is working in her little shop here in Brazil, and there's a shelf full of her gods that she trusts in. Here's Michael the Archangel, the Gnosis and Hora, and several others. And what that indicates is where her faith is, what she's trusting in. And the sad thing is, you can trust in anything in this life, even a good thing. But if you're not trusting solely in Jesus Christ for your salvation, you're not going to get to heaven. God is the one that set it up that way, not me. Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." Even religious men like this that might be sincere, you know what? In God's eyes, they're sincere, but they're sincerely wrong. He's handing out Catholic gospel tracts that tell people the best way that he knows how to get favor with God and to get God to listen to you and answer your prayers. But what he doesn't know is that the only way to please God is through his Son, Jesus Christ, and to come to God through him. There's one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, and no amount of good works can save you. We're going to bring the gospel message to the people of Brazil. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. It's that simple. But it's almost too simple for some people. You just need to tell them God's plan of salvation and show them what the Bible says about that, and many will believe. Now, the Bible says there is no difference, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. That goes for folks here in America and people in Brazil. And I'm amazed at when you show people what the Scriptures say, how ignorant they are. How that when you tell somebody the Bible says you can know you have eternal life and show them where that is in the Bible, they're seeing that for the first time in their life. Folks, it shouldn't be that way. They need to know that they're the ones that determine where they're going to spend eternity. Jesus Christ already accepted every one of them that's going to come unto God by Him. But unfortunately, they don't know that. And I'm glad to know that the people of Brazil are very receptive people. When we were there, we got to hand out all kinds of gospel tracts and hundreds of them. And those people received them very, very happily. They're very glad people, very, very humble people, very hospitable people. They welcomed us to their country. This picture right here is a bunch of girls in a pastry shop there in Brazil. You see smiles on their faces? I had no idea why they were smiling until I asked my missionary friend, and he told me the reason they're smiling is because you're from America. I said, why are they smiling? Because I'm from America. They say, well, because they love Americans. That's why. I had no idea that they loved Americans, but it's pretty obvious that they did. And they like things like MTV and Hollywood. And the greatest thing that happened when we went over there is President Obama had just got elected, amen. So whatever it is, they're plugged into America. They are really interested in America. And that's just a great opportunity for us to get the gospel in their hands, because they're interested in what we have to say and what we know. And so that's a blessing. Here's a situation here where a lost public school teacher used her husband to invite us to come to her class. And when we were there, although we didn't know what to expect, we got to talk to three different classes for three whole hours. And it was just a real blessing to see how God, I mean, you think that God would use Brazilians in this way, but He'll use foreigners, amen, from America, and He'll give us the opportunity to talk to these kids so we can get the gospel to them. It was a real blessing. I looked in the faces of those kids, class after class for 3 hours. You know what I saw? I saw myself when I was a teenager. Although I was religious, I was lost. I didn't know Jesus Christ as my Savior. I didn't know that I needed to be saved, and I didn't know how to be saved. But, you know, it's a real blessing to have the opportunity to give them a gospel tract with enough information where any one of them can come to a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. And that's the greatest thing I think we can do in this life. Of course, it's not the only thing, but what a great thing just to take that simple gospel message and just pass it on so that anybody who wants to get saved can get saved. People of Brazil are very illiterate people. You see this boy reading a gospel tract, you'll find that all over Brazil, people just take it and start reading it right there on the spot. People of Brazil are 88% literate, which is a very good thing, because the greatest thing I have to give them is the words of God. Amen. Very young population. Brazil is 60% under the age of 30 years old. And so it's the best thing, because you can reach them when they're young. You can especially reach them when they're young. So just a very receptive people, as I said. However, there's men like this. This guy, he said, I tried to give him a tract, but he rejected it. Folks, that was the only tract out of almost 1,000 that we handed out that was rejected the whole time we were there in Brazil. And that ought to tell you something. That's a wide open country. It's an open door to get the gospel to those people. And although he said, I'm good, I've got my own religion, I don't need what you have, he didn't know what he was talking about. You know what that man needs? He needs somebody that's going to care about him, that's going to consistently witness to him and pray for him. And he can get saved, amen. We're not going after believers. We're not looking for Bible believers in Brazil. You're not going to find any. But you know what you're going to find? Lost sinners. And they need to know the way to heaven is only through Jesus Christ. And so we want to see lost souls come to a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. We want to train them. I believe the best training, and there's no other alternative for teaching them what the Bible says, so that they can know for themselves, they can know they're eternally secure, they can show others how to be saved, amen. What a blessing. Establishing churches just like this one, where the final authority is the Bible, folks. God's going to bless the church. God's going to use the church that honors Him and honors His words. And so we know that. We have no question about that. How then shall they call on Him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in Him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? I look and see earth's golden riches, the rushing mob for selfish gain, the toil of hands for ease and comfort. I look again and see earth's falling golden grain. Harvest time, the Savior's calling, the grain is falling. Oh, do not wait, it's growing late. Behold, the fields are white, it's harvest time. I cannot sleep while souls are dying. Awake, arise, there's much to do. At any price, seek hard to win them, and I am sure that there will be a crown for you. Harvest time, the Savior's calling, the grain is falling. Oh, do not wait, it's growing late. Behold, the fields are white, it's harvest time. Then saith he unto his disciples, the harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest, that he will send forth laborers into his harvest. We're the Mubarry family. God's called us to labor in the mission field of Brazil, but he asks each and every one of you to pray and ask him to get us there as soon as possible, to keep us there once we get there, and to help us do the most we can for him with the time we have left. We have missionary prayer cards back there on our display table. If you'd like to, please take one. We also have a blank sheet of paper with our, if you'll leave us your email address and your name legibly, we'll be happy to send you our prayer letter via email. It's free for us and free for you. So if you want to keep up to date with what's going on, just please do that. But thank you all for your time. I appreciate it.